More controversy today concerning a suicide involving former pathologist Jack Kevorkian. Last week, Kevorkian helped 42-year-old Judith Curran kill herself. It's believed to be the 35th time that he's helped someone commit suicide, but this time, medical professionals disagree about whether the patient was physically ill and, if she was, whether her illness was terminal. Today, Kevorkian's lawyer, Jeffrey Feiger, held a news conference in Oakland County, Michigan, defending the actions of his client. He handed out copies of medical documents kept by doctors who treated Curran in recent years. NPR's Don Gagne has been following this story. He joins us now from Detroit. Don, this seems to be one of the most controversial suicides with which Dr. Kevorkian's been associated. Not only have questions been raised about Judith Curran's ailment, but there have been reports of domestic abuse in the Curran household. Can you clarify what's known about this?
Yes, it seems the biggest concern being raised by this is just how does Dr. Kevorkian screen potential candidates? There are even people who support a person's right to have help dying who've expressed worry over this case. We're told by Kevorkian's attorney that Mrs. Curran had been diagnosed as having a combination of chronic fatigue syndrome, an autoimmune disorder, a severe muscle disorder, and a number of other ailments. But people are questioning whether she was a good candidate, because these are diseases that are not always easy to diagnose first, and there's considerable debate in the medical community about how serious they are. Now, on top of that, there's the autopsy. It was released yesterday. It showed no physical illness. Then finally, there is the subject of potential abuse you mentioned. 3 weeks ago, Mrs. Curran filed an assault charge against her husband, and critics say that alone should have been enough of a red flag to Kevorkian that it was not appropriate to proceed with an assisted suicide here.
As I understand it, Kevorkian's lawyer addressed this criticism today?
He did. He said her medical problems were very real. He produced letters and documents from physicians detailing horrendous pain and suffering, he said. On the abuse question, Feiger said there was none. The only dispute, he said, was over Mr. Curran's reluctance to help Mrs. Curran end her life. Mr. Curran concurs on that point. And Feiger, in part attacking reporters for even pursuing this story, said there was no way Kevorkian should have known about any domestic troubles. Here's Feiger.
Not one single person here can tell me that the last time they went to see their doctor or their psychiatrist or anybody else, anybody asked to see their spouse's police records. And for you to interpose this as members of the press as legitimate consideration when we have this type of situation going on with this type of sickness is so ridiculous.
How does Dr. Kevorkian screen his patients, Don?
He says he does so carefully. He interviews his patients. A lot of times that's over the telephone. A lot of times he exchanges letters and documents back and forth with them and their physicians, if their physicians will cooperate. He has a psychiatrist interview them, a psychiatrist who's now working with him and has come forward publicly. He has them fill out forms. He asks them all sorts of questions. He also stresses all through the process that that he asks them repeatedly to change their minds, to not go through with it. But ultimately, Dr. Kevorkian says if a person is seriously ill and if they are in unbearable pain and if they are of sound mind, then he is willing to go ahead with the procedure.
Thanks very much. NPR's Don Gagne reporting from Detroit.